Karen Hubbard, your host, and just happy to be back after a couple of weeks of fundraising and doing all sorts of other things. And I want to welcome Nanette Maldonado this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Deanne is on her way. So this morning, I have a couple of things, and I don't quite know the order of how I'm going to say it, but I'm just going to just open my mouth, because the Lord says, you open your mouth and I'll fill it. So I have a couple of references here. So Hebrews 12:1, talking about the cloud of witnesses, and also Ephesians 6:18. And so we'll read those in a minute. But so last week the Lord had, I was thinking about what happens, you know, we have people in our life, you know, who maybe pour into us, who encourage us all along the way. And then you think about what's going to happen when they pass away, you know, because we get used to having people there. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's a family friend, whether it's just a regular friend, a family member.
Yes.
You know, and then sometimes you think about, well, what am I going to do when they're gone? So I was pondering that. And then the Lord said, well, why don't you just begin to think back about all the people who have poured into your life in one way or another. And, you know, I didn't grow up with, I mean, you know, we grew up in the Catholic Church, but, you know, it was, everything was kind of quiet and, you know, not really outwardly, you know, like I'm accustomed to nowadays. But, you know, there were people, maybe somebody said something kind to me, you know, and I just always have remembered that, you know, a school teacher or just different individuals. Maybe they just said something, maybe they did something, but it's like this snapshot, this moment in time that, you know, you still remember those wonderful things that either someone said or did or how they made you feel. So I had been thinking about, my husband says, you're always thinking about it, you know, but not getting to actually doing it. So I was thinking about it. When I get some time, I'm going to sit down and just kind of ponder about the people. You know, I have immediate people now that I can, of course, think of. But wouldn't you know how the Lord likes to do things and surprise you? So I follow... excuse me, a proster. That's a pastor and a prophet mixed together.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. But he is a pastor, but he is a prophet as well. And I just flipped on his Sunday message, and what is he talking about? About all the people in his life. Mm. And he was recalling, well, I guess because he said he had a picture. He was seeing like all these hands reaching down to him. And he said he recognized the hands of the people, that they were people that he had known all throughout his life that had either prayed for him, imparted to him. Because early on, he grew up in a Christian home. His family was all in ministry. His father was an evangelist. And so early on, he had a call on his life. And he was just going through all these people. And I'm like, God, what is this? Is like really amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through all of it. So he just, you know, did his hour. So he talked about each of the people that had ministered to him in his life. And, you know, each were different for different things. And he was talking about that they, when you remember things that someone did for you, that was God, right? That was God's expression to you through that individual. So, you know, he's talking about paying attention to the people who are in your life, you know, that in what they are imparting to you, what they are giving to you. And anyway, I just thought that was a really cool confirmation of... you know, the Lord given me that thing to do. So I have to think about my people, the people in my life. But then also today, the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us today. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart. Think about, you know, we have no problem thinking about all the horrible stuff that happened to us in our life, or the negative things and this and that, and, you know, this continuation of licking our wounds about different things. And the Lord wants us to wake up from those things and get ready to move ahead, because he's about to show up on the scene, and we don't want to be back there licking wounds and trying to get over things and forgive people. You know, the word says to lay aside every weight in that Hebrews 12:1. You know, lay aside all those things, those sins that easily beset you, and get ready to run the race, because the church is about ready to run a big, huge race. The Lord is, I don't know how to say it. I just know what I see in all of us, I guess, see different things. But I want to be part of that victorious bride that Jesus is coming for. And it's time for us to wake up and get ourselves ready. Recount everything that God has done in your life and the people he has put into your life to encourage you. I think about when I came back to the Lord in 1997. Yeah, I didn't know anything about anything. And the Lord had put me, I lived in the Bahamas, and the Lord gave me a friend who was an intercessor. And she prayed for me, and I didn't really know that she was praying for me, because the Lord was taking me through deliverance and, you know, kind of getting me reestablished in my relationship with him. But she was there to pray for me and to cover me. And, you know, and it wasn't until years later that I just realized the value of that. And you may have people in your life that are praying for you that you're not even aware of.
That's right.
You know, you might be going through some horrible stuff, but, you know, intercessors are very faithful people. And when God puts someone on their heart, they pray for you. But the Lord is, it's time for you to pray for yourself. It's time for you to get up from your sleep, get up from having other people do stuff for you. It's time to grow up and mature in the faith. And this is like basic 101 stuff. You know, when we come to the Lord, you know, he gives us a new heart. He changes us. You know, the past is gone and the new has come. And we continually try to fight things in the past that are already dead and gone. And much time is wasted. So I just encourage you to wake up. Wake up and get up and get moving and look at what God has already done in your life, because he's prepared each and every one of us for such a time as this. All of us. He's going to grow us up real quick, and you don't want to be left hanging behind wishing that you had listened or heeded to what the Lord is telling you to do. And we need to become... But we need to go from being hearers to doers. We've heard it all. We've heard every message. We know what to do, and it's time to do it. And today, we're going to pray today for, I believe the Lord wants us to pray for the saints. You know, as it says in Ephesians 6, you know, putting on the armor of God. We put on all the stuff, you know, we're always thinking about fighting against the devil and doing all that and just trying to hold on, right? But the Lord tells us in verse 18, Ephesians 6:18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. All kinds of prayers means help me, Jesus, help me, God. It could...
All of it.
Every kind. But... with keeping this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Hello, we need to pray for all the saints. So if we were praying for the saints, then we're not going to be grumbling about what the saints are doing. So we want to pray for the saints.
Amen.
And to encourage the saints, because I believe that's part of why the Lord gave us this program, you know, to be an encouragement and help you along. But I mean, it's time. Just don't you feel like something's really about to happen, Hi Deanne?
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
It's like we're just on the edge of, mm-hmm. we're on the edge of glory, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just want to go in. We want to go in and take possession of all that the Lord has for us individually in our lives,
yeah.
in the nation, in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's throw all the stuff back and just, man, let's just move out. Move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that 80s song. Move out. Don't mess around. Move out. Bring me down. Move out. Anyway, sorry. I just had to go there. Good morning.
I think that's
a wake-up song. You know, just to briefly interject, you know, that's just confirmation. Last night, I'm just going to share half of it that has to do with what you're talking about this morning. And why it's confirmation for us. I actually slept very deep last night. And normally when I sleep deep, the Lord gives me dreams. Mm. And so I've been praying because it's been, you know, a while too far in between. And I know times are changing, right? And he's moving us in different things and stuff. And we can't hold on to how he used to do things or how he used to, you know, the gifts that he used to move through you, right? And yesterday, we have to move forward.
Yes.
And so, but I've been asking, Lord, just give me deep sleep because I feel like I'm missing that. That used to be my whisper. You get what I'm saying? When I went to sleep at night and I was at a restful state, he would speak. He would give me dreams and visions. So last night, I was so exhausted. I fell asleep. I didn't think of anything. I had experienced something. That's the part that I won't share at this time. But briefly, I fell into another sleep and I fell into another dream. And in this dream, I was what it looked like at a church. And it was a familiar church. It was a church probably that I'm a part of, right? But it didn't look the same. But I came across a missionary from our church, a young man, and, you know, he's just started sharing with me and just, he began to weep and cry and just share his heart of what he was seeing in the church. And, bottom line, I remember that we shared that same pain. By him sharing caused me to feel exactly all of it. And we just started to weep together for the church. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that came out through that weeping and wailing and travailing was, wake up, church. The church is asleep. Mm-hmm. That's all I kept saying was, wake up, church. The church is asleep. And I know many in the body of Christ is saying, wait a minute, we've been waking up. You know, the past, you know, 4 years has been like a grace period for the church to wake up. Maybe that's accurate. Maybe that's for some, right? Maybe that's part, but I don't think we're fully awake yet, guys. I don't fully believe we're fully awake with what God is saying, awake from. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of slumber is this? You know, what kind of, like I shared yesterday, the lullaby that's being sung over us to deceive us, to keep us in a numb state, to keep us at sleep, mm-hmm. to keep us distracted, to keep like just redirecting our focus. And so, I just wanted to share that when I get those dreams, I know that I know it's very urgent and it's necessary to pray. He gives us those dreams to pray. Mm-hmm. So I'm in agreement with you, Karen, about praying for our fellow brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
the saints.
So when I came in this morning, Penny Cook had dropped off some of her new books the other day, Praying for America.
Mm-hmm.
And these are scriptural prayers that the Lord gave her. And so I just opened to this one, which is called Armor Up.
Hmm.
And, you know, when we're praying the Word of God, we know that God's going to hear and answer those prayers. But there's a quote here from George Washington that says, "There is nothing so likely to produce peace as to be well prepared to meet the enemy."
Hmm.
And we know that there's enemies on every side in our nation and against the church. We see the enemies uprising. And, you know, a lot of times maybe we're thinking we're not going to be able to stand against the enemy. But God has given us all these things in the armor. And so just the importance of praying. We've got to pray for the body. And the just wake up. I heard the Lord a few weeks ago. I heard him say, "Wakey, wakey."
Mm-hmm.
And I have to find it in my phone where I type that in. "Wakey, wakey." Just out of the blue. "Wakey, wakey."
Hmm.
And so we do need to, we have to wake up. And, you know, of course, it's election season, so there's a lot of stuff, flying debris around in the air, and a lot of words are going out. A lot of untruthful words are going out. So we have to rise up with the truth to fight against that. But, I'm just going to read Penny's prayer, so this is Armor Up. It says, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Mm-hmm. O God of heaven's armies, you have given us weapons, not of flesh, but ones with divine power to destroy strongholds." And that's 2 Corinthians 10:4. "Help us, your people, to put on your armor, to stand against the evil one, the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Help our feet to be ready with the gospel of peace. Help us to take the shield of faith, to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one as he prowls around seeking to devour us in our country. Help us to resist him with your armor, fitted tightly with the helmet of salvation, which disarms his powers, and the sword of the Spirit, which is your word." And to pray, Ephesians 6:13-18, 1 Peter 5:8-9, and Colossians 2:15. "May we always pray and not get discouraged and give up." And that's in Luke 18:1. "O God, give us help against our enemies, for man's help is hopeless." Psalm 108:12. "May the Lord of heaven's armies be among us." That's Psalm 46:7. "Only through you will we push back our nation's adversaries. Through your name we will trample down those who rise up against us." Psalm 44:5. "Lord, without you, America is nothing, but with you, all things are possible." John 15:5 and Matthew 19:26. "We thank you, God, that you give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's 1 Corinthians 15:57. "Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord of hosts." That's Zechariah 4:6. "In the powerful name of Jesus, our protector, we pray."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We've got to rise up with the Word of God against the adversaries. There's a lot of repeating of what the enemy's doing. So what does that get you? You're just repeating what the enemy's doing. Mm-hmm. We need to say what God is doing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We need to look and see what God is doing and say what God is doing.
Yes.
Amen. And say what his word says to counter all the lies coming from the enemy, spewing lies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just feel those spewing lies coming from the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you turn, it's... You know, so praise God. Let the word of God rise up in you and pray.
Amen. That's what I was watching a little bit of Rodney Howard Brown last night. And he was talking about us getting through the coming days and the church rising up. And he was saying, how are we going to do it? How are we going to, you know, thrive and prosper and be victorious. And he said, it's the power of prayer.
Amen.
Number one, it's the power of prayer. And what I was getting this morning, the principles of sowing and reaping. And I was getting, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will reap of the flesh corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will reap the Spirit, will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Mm. And let us not grow weary, amen, familiar scripture, while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith. But God won't be mocked. Whatever we sow, are we sowing unity, mm-hmm, oneness? Are we sowing righteousness? Are we sowing truth? What are we sowing? If we're sowing contention, and if we're battling those battles that are not our fight, and we're sowing discord, and we're sowing evil or dishonesty, whatever we sow, it's throughout the whole Word of God. The seed comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you reap.
It comes back multiplied. And even in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world. We can't be intimidated and manipulated into cowering down. Mm-hmm. It is the time to rise up. It is the time. Mm-hmm. And it said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But I read on down. The next one is similar to what I just said in For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but be sober-minded, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So we talked yesterday about self-righteousness. Mm-hmm. We can't be self-righteous. We it is only by the righteousness of God in Christ, we are in Christ Jesus. So many, and we've probably all been there at some point, have been that self-righteous one. Oh, well, I used to do this. I used to be in sin. I used to, but oh, I'm good. I'm doing this. I'm serving the Lord. So we're kind of indignant, like self-righteous, and we look down on others or criticize others or mock others, you know, for what they're doing, what they're living in the flesh. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be encouraging each other in the faith. Sow faith, sow truth, sow trust, show mercy, sow mercy, sow grace, sow compassion. You know, they need us, just like at the time that we needed, we needed that mercy, that grace. I know I did when I was down in the dumps and living in sin. I needed that hand to lift me up. I needed someone to speak truth to me, not to judge me and beat me down. I needed someone to lift me up with truth that would wake me up from my sleep and bring me into the light, bring me into righteousness, bring me into that fear of the Lord. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about now with the body, with our fellow brethren. Yeah. There's a lot of people at odds, especially with the election and being on whatever side of the fence. And all we can say is, the choices that you're making every day, and especially in this election time, are you sowing and voting into righteousness and truth? Or are you sowing and voting into those things that do not represent our God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I was saying before, and I was reading Ephesians 6:18, you know, we always focus on putting all these parts of the armor on. But then what about keeping in mind to be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints? That's like the ending part of, you know, when you've done everything, you're standing there, but then wait a minute, let me just pray for those guys. You know, let's pray for those. And I think that maybe that's what the Lord's speaking to my heart with remembering all of those excuse me, the individuals who have poured into my life, you know, they took the time to pour into my life.
Yes. That's right.
So that now that I'm filled and now that I've, you know, gotten to a place with the Lord where I'm able to stand on my own in maturity, then now I've got to pray for others. I mean, which I have been, but I just feel like there's a real call for us to really step out and do it. Just do it. And, you know that people are praying for you. Know that the Lord wants you to be strengthened. Like, sometimes I'm kind of little, like, I just want to grab people by the neck and, you know, kind of, you know, dance a little bit more lovely and compassionate. And I feel like I just want to, like, come on, get it. You know, wake up, stand up, wake up. You know, snap to it. Could be my military experience. But,
you sound like my husband, military.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me, you know, as you were just sharing about that, about recalling people who poured into our lives, and to be that for others, you know, to continue to be that for others. It kind of took me back to last Friday, at the Reach, they were celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. And I was led, you know, to go. And when I was there, that took place where, you know how you're led to pray for someone and you go and you pray, right? But what took place this time around is literally, Wes said, you know what? While we're singing the blessing song, which was confirmation because I was sensing that in my spirit, when you're singing the blessing song, I want you to look at every single person in the room, eye to eye, or hold their hand, literally look at them straight in the eye and pray that blessing over that person. You might not know that person, but he or she is a saint. He or she is your brother or sister in the faith. And let me tell you, it was just confirmation for me because I was about to say that, you know, and I literally wept for every single person that I took a good look into that I don't walk normally with, you know. We don't have coffee, you know what I mean? We don't normally pray together. I have no idea. I know them by name, maybe know a little bit, but not anything at all. But there was something about just taking that moment. That's a fellow brother and sister in the faith, in the line of this army, you know, in the rank of this I don't know what ranking, I don't know what company or but like, you're my brother and sister. And literally, as I was praying that blessing, I was just weeping. Everybody started to weep. There was wow. such a power released in that moment when we were doing that. So, whatever chance, you know, any of you who are listening has a chance today and they're going about the day, stop, be intentional and pray for somebody or pray overall in the car. Start lifting up your brothers and sisters. Start recalling people who have poured into your life. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? It's a sacrifice we make every time we pray for someone. I am sorry.
Yes, absolutely.
When you're praying for someone, whatever they're going through is going to be the very thing that's going to try to attack you in your life. I mean, am I right? I mean, when we're praying for people, we're not just like, oh, you know, receiving like flowers and rewards from it. We're going into battle with them for what they're battling against.
That's right.
We're taking the hits as well. But we're saying, no, you know, we're arming together to pray for you. So when, you know, value that prayer, value it, and value those who prayed for you, who've taken out the time to pray for you in your life and where you're at today because of it.
And the prayer, I know a lot of times you'll forget to pray. You know, you're like seeing something going on, you're just watching, you're thinking about it, and you're just, you know, you're getting all mad about it and stuff. But then it's like the Lord's like, ding, 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 you know. You know, but sometimes it takes a little while to like really, you know, jump into prayer. But once you do, like you said, Nanette, it just releases, you know, that burden from you. You know, Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you know, we take on people's burdens, not intentionally, but you know, you can feel stuff going on with people. And so if you do not give it to the Lord and let go of it, then you're not going to have rest. Mm-hmm. And then the enemy can pick you off very easily. Mm-hmm. If you're distracted, if you're tired, if you're weary. So get into mm-hmm. prayer. Pray for mm-hmm. others. And so, you know, when we pray, it tells us to pray for our leaders. Pray for those in authority over us so that it will go well with us. We're praying for them, so it's going to be good for us. You know, we have it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we want them to change, and then we'll pray mm-hmm. afterwards. Mm-hmm. No, you pray, and then God changes it, and mm-hmm. then you move on.
Mm-hmm. So. And again, or we pray for who we like.
Right.
And we don't pray for our enemies. And Scripture is very clear. It says, pray for your enemies.
That's right.
Pray for your enemies.
We were talking about that, yeah, in Psalm 23.
And so... So whoever you feel at this point of the game, and you claim, you know, that it's an enemy, be praying for them.
Right. So speaking of praying, we'll have to go to the break, and then we'll pray when we come back. In a minute. 2 minutes.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Amen. We're back. And you just heard Jonathan there letting you know about our prayer and share that just ended last week, last Friday. You can call us at any time, 772-221-1100, to make a donation. If you didn't have a chance to get your card sent back in with your donation for this prayer and share, then you can just go ahead and send that in. But call us and let us know, 772-221-1100. You don't have to wait till prayer and share to give. You can do that at any time during the year. So thank you to everybody that gave. And we know that we'll reach our goal by the time we need to be there. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
So, okay, we're back. And there's some prayers here I have from a book by Wanda Alger, Words to Pray By, where she has a scripture reference and then a scriptural prayer, you know, just like Penny has in her book. You know, we know when we decree and declare the word that it will come to pass. It will not return void to the Lord. So we're just each going to pray one thing, and then we'll see how the Holy Spirit leads from there. So, you know, in Acts 4:32, since we're talking about the body, all the believers were in one heart and mind.
That's right.
You know, and a lot of times we hear people referring back to, wish we could be back in Acts.
The Acts church.
The Acts church.
The and original plan of God.
Exactly.
How the church is supposed to look.
Before it got complicated. So this prayer here says, Holy Spirit, lead us as believers to your truth so that we can be perfectly united with one mind and purpose. We know the great power and authority that comes from a oneness of mind and spirit. Empower us to do this, to withstand the attacks against your truth. and help each one of us to do that, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. We know that we will not allow our minds to be governed by our flesh or by any evil influence. Alert us, Lord, to any thought or idea that seeks entrance into our minds that is destructive and opposed to your will. Give us greater understanding in interpreting the things that we see and we hear so that we can know your good and perfect plans. That's the Roman 12 we just read. Holy Spirit, come and be the governor of our minds so that we can walk in the fullness of your truth, Father God, that we would discern, truth from lies, good from evil, dark from light, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We want you to be Lord and Master on your throne, in control, manifesting, God, all that you are. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you, brothers and sisters listening in right now, give you that same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I pray for the body of Christ to be united in our perspective and one in our purpose. May our collective voice be heard because of the soundness of our minds and the power of your truths, Lord. May we lay aside our differences, yes, Lord, and determine to defeat our enemies together, yes, so that you will be glorified.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, your word says to seek peace and pursue it. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just seek peace among the body of Christ.
Yes.
Father God, that we would that peace would come over the body. Lord, that we would stop the infighting. The infighting would be stopped, Lord. But each one would turn to you, God, Father, to take up their position that you've given them and to hear from you and to move forward with you, God, and what you're speaking to each and every heart. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord, that the lies of the enemy cannot penetrate a people that are united with you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father. We lock arms with our brothers and sisters,
yes,
all over the world, God.
Yes.
And especially in our nation, Lord. We lock arms. And, Lord, I just decree and declare around the United States, Lord, that every believer locking arms, mm-hmm, in every state,
yes,
on, along every border, along the edges of all parts of the United States, Lord. Father, mm-hmm, God, we just, as the body of believers, we lock arms and we decree and declare, God, that you are God and beside you there is no other.
Yes.
We declare that this nation is a righteous nation. We declare that your original intent for this nation, God, will come to pass and that nothing will be able to stand against it. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just speak peace to every heart, Lord.
Yes.
Every believer, God. Lord, that again, that you would awaken them, awaken your people, God, to rise up and to stand up and to do what you're calling them to do in this hour, mm-hmm, Lord. Father, and in this hour, this is the hour to vote. And then this is the season that we're going to make our voices heard, that the church would make her voice heard in this hour, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, and we come in agreement with your righteousness, with your justice, God.
Yes.
Father, we deserve the worst, but God, we know that your plans and intentions for this nation will not fail. So we stand in agreement with you, God, and we thank you, Lord, that you will be the one to display your glory, that you will be the one who will take all the glory for everything that is done, God,
mm-hmm,
and that every eye is going to know that you have moved among us, Lord.
Yes,
and
Father,
we thank you, God.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Praise your name,
Father.
Lord.
Father, we thank you. Your word says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And it says, and do this, knowing the time that that now is high time to awake out of sleep, mm-hmm. for now our salvation is nearer than we were first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Mm-hmm. Let us walk properly as in the day, by putting on the Lord Jesus. Putting on the Lord Jesus. Father, we put on the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. We clothe the body of Christ, yes. every son and daughter, yes. with the robe of righteousness. Yes. We put on Jesus. Christ. We clothe yes, ourselves Jesus. With humility, yes. everyone with humility. Father, we know that unity is of you. Mm-hmm. We know the enemy comes to kill, steal, destroy, divide. Mm-hmm. We come against that spirit of divination. Mm-hmm. We come against every strife, every contention, every quarreling, Father God, every divisive tool, every yes. divisive measure and weapon of the enemy that he's tried to bring upon this nation, Father God. We refuse it, resist it, bind it, take authority and cast it down in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Father, we loose love that is the bond of perfection. Your love bonds us together. It is perfect. We loose unity. We loose oneness, one accord. Discord is one of the seven sins, Lord, but one accord, unity is of you, God. We thank you, Father, for having your way, for doing a supernatural work, Father, to join and to bring together, Father, with the common desire for truth and righteousness to come forth, for justice to prevail, Father God, for your kingdom to come and your will be done, Father God, not man's will. Lord, we know we are led by the Spirit, and we know that we are directed, Father, by your word, to do your word. As Karen said, do the word. Don't be just a hearer, do it. So, Lord, that all we do will be in line with your word, that it would be honoring you, that it would be exalting you, that it would be obeying you, Father God. This is what we pray over our nation at this time, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
You know, I'm just being reminded, I just saw the time of George Washington, the Revolutionary War, and the time that, you know, it was at presidents. It was very, there was an urgency. And remember the fog? What happened with the fog, right? And that's what I saw. But I saw that the fog is also going to dissipate for us. And we're going to be able, and I think it's a twofold. We're going to be able to see, brothers and sisters, we're going to be able to see.
Yes.
That fog is going to lift. And we're going to be able to see. But at the same time, the victory that was given in that time, I'm going to decree and declare that the victory will ring again. That liberty bell will ring again over our nation.
Yes.
And it says, according to the historian David McCullen from his book, 1776, I have no idea who the author is. This is what I've, but look what he said. He said, incredibly, yet again, circumstances, fate, luck, providence, the hand of God, as would be say so often, intervened. And that's my prayer, that God will intervene. And that today, brothers and sisters, that God will intervene on behalf of your life, in behalf of this nations and all the nations, not just America, but all the nations that have been crying out. Jesus, I pray that the cries of the saints have reached the ears of the Father. And he has there's an attention on it. Okay. And so, Lord, I just pray you see every single person. You see what they're believing for, according to your will, not with vain imaginations, but according to your heart and to your will, Lord. And I say, let it be so. Bring hope back to your people. Thank you. Give them the energy that they need to stay awake. Stay faithful in this hour, brothers and sisters, just like the Revolutionary War and the victory that happened, that only God can intervene by using the nature, by using the very creation on behalf of us. We pray that he will do it again. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Nanette, yesterday you had mentioned the bowls.
Yes.
The bowls. And that is in Revelation 5. And it says, now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Thank you, God. Again, it's going back to what we're sowing, we shall reap. God, you have heard every prayer, every travail, every petition, God, every urgency and desperation, God, of your saints praying unto you, calling upon you, God, looking to you. For where does our help come from? Our help only comes from the Lord. Lord, it doesn't come from man. Man will fail us again and again, not on purpose sometimes. We're a fallen, we're imperfect, God, we just need you.
Yes,
we just need you. So, Father, we thank you that every prayer that has been lifted up, you have received. And we thank you that the bowls are full and that those bowls will be tipped, Father. Those bowls will be poured out, God, with your love, your mercy, your grace, your power, your presence, oh God, that you would have your way in our lives, in our homes, God, in our states, in our nations, God. That this would be a supernatural time of outpouring of the manifestation of your glory, your goodness, God, that you would just divinely reverse and turn around everything that was planned by the enemy to be destructive and controlling and evil, God. You're turning it for your good, your glory, and your purpose on this earth. This is your creation, God. We give this world, this creation, back to you. We consecrate our nation unto you, Israel unto you, our lives unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What I heard the Lord say this morning, who is doing the separating? We're seeing separation. We're seeing division. We're seeing all of these different things. And doesn't the word not say that that the Lord himself will come and put the sickle in?
Yes.
And so I just pray, God, Lord, that we would open our eyes to see what you are doing.
Yes.
Where instead of being focused on what the enemy is doing.
Yes.
Lord, let our eyes be awakened to you, awakened to what your word says, awakened to your plans and purposes, God. Father, that if we continue to stare at what the enemy's doing, we will lose hope. But when we look to you, you are our hope, God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, God, and we look to you, and we know that you have all of it under control. And Lord, we just thank you. We put our trust in you.
Yes.
And Father, we just speak to each and every individual in the body to put their trust in you, not to lean on their own understanding, but in all their ways to acknowledge you, God, so that you can make their path straight, so that you can bring direction, so that you can shift things around and put things in the right place, God. Father, we just thank you. And even as Nanette was praying about all the different people and all the different prayers, Father, that you will, that you'll bring it to where everyone will be satisfied.
Yes.
Amen. With what the answer is.
Yes.
That each one in their heart will be satisfied.
Yes.
Except the evildoer will not be happy with the answer, Lord.
Amen.
But we thank you, God, that you will work all things together for good to those that love you.
Yes, Father.
And to those that are called according to your purposes. Yes. God, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you for bringing us into your kingdom for such a time as this, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone who is alive today, you have ordained them to be here. You chose where they were going to live and who they were going to be born to, each and every individual in the entire earth, Lord.
Yes.
And it's just so amazing how great you are, God. You did it before. You'll do it again. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord.
You delivered the Israelites from their enemies, Lord, and you brought them into a land that you promised to them, God.
Yes.
And so shall you bring America into the place where you want America.
Yes.
And you will bring your church into the place that you have for your church. And we thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yes, and I just want to just, you know, and that part with these words from the 1776 book, it said, without a few hundred tenacious soldiers, a lack of wind, hear me, without a few tenacious soldiers, a lack of wind, and some heavy fog, there may have never been a United States of America.
Mm. Hallelujah. Mm,
praise God.
Wow.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
So I pray that speaks to you. I pray the Lord meets you in that.
Yes.
Because you know what? We don't need many soldiers.
That's right.
We might not get any wind. And we might have some heavy fog. But if it wasn't because of all those things, right? There would have never been a United States of America. Mm. And so we need to hold on to that.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know, in the church, again, back to Hebrews 12:1, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
yes.
Let us throw off everything that hinders.
Amen. Amen.
And the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, it's like we're in the last leg of the race. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a real push. And it's, you know, I grew up in the Boston area. So, you know, the Boston Marathon. You know, it was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want to be right near the finish line so that you can cheer those people on. Just like, come on, there's just, you know, another quarter mile or mm-hmm. whatever. You know, you want people to win. You want them to be able to cross and to, you know, finish the race. So let the church run with perseverance.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The race that is marked out for us, and fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Yes.
Who for the joy before him endured the cross. You know, it's for Jesus.
Amen.
You know, he just think of him just looking at you down through the, all through the time. He's looking with joy. He's like, oh, there's Nanette. You know, in 2024, there's Nanette and there's Deanne, you know, and they're running their race. And they're doing what God's calling them to do.
Hallelujah.
As are the rest of us.
Yes.
So just encourage you to just get a hold of God and get a hold of the excitement. It's not the end. Don't look at things as the end. Look at them as the beginning. That God is moving in this nation, and he's going to turn things around. And, you know, we want Jesus to come. When things get really tough, we want Jesus to come. We want the mm-hmm. rapture to come. We're looking for all the signs. We're looking for the escape route. But the Lord is looking for us to finish what he has started in each one of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want any of us to give up. And we just want to encourage you not to give up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Father. I'm getting three words. Repent, return, restore. Father, do that in our lives and do that in this nation. Return this nation to the original intent, your original intent for this nation, God. It was for religious freedom. It was for you, God, to rule and reign, to be Lord. It was for this nation to be reaching out to the world, to evangelize your holy word, your holy son. Father, return us to our roots and the original intent in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There's always a plan of discussion, right? We never know what we're going to share.
Right. But we do, you know, can confirm. Just want to thank Dave for leaving this little note for me this morning. Mm-hmm. When I came in, because we had been talking yesterday about, you know, not just being hearers, but doers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if you, Nanette, had it, awake, O sleeper, mm-hmm. and arise from the dead, and Christ mm-hmm. will shine on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of Ephesians 5.
Yeah.
Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time, because the days are evil.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be on the right side of God.
Amen.
And we want to be doing his will when he comes, whenever that is. So, all right, well, that's it for today. And thank you, Deanne. Thank you, Nanette.
Thank you, Karen.
God bless you guys.
Yes, thank you, Karen.
Yeah, so it's fun not knowing what we're going to do.
Until Monday. Oh, I was about to say till Monday. Whoa.
Monday.
Is this a
What's
five-day
Monday?
A week thing? I just said, I'll see you Monday. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. It's a break.
Yeah. You've
but got- it goes by so fast that it feels like it's every day of the week.
Right. That's true.
Oh, gosh.
So, again, anyway, thank you for joining us, and we'll see everybody next week. In all the hidden places. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places. In all